Stories from the Heart. I'm your host, Sandra McDevitt. Today, the true story of Martha Robin, a young French girl who became paralyzed, and the only nourishment she took for over 50 years was the Holy Eucharist. Stay tuned for a truly Eucharistic miracle on another Story from the Heart. Robin was born on March 13, 1902, in the small village of Drôme in the Rhône Valley of France. Her parents ran a farm. Her father was a solid, hard-working man. Her mother, a pious, joy-filled woman. When Martha was a year old, their entire district was stricken by a deadly outbreak of typhus. Little Martha came down with the disease. Although she recovered, her general health remained severely affected. Since the state of her health caused her to miss so much school, the parish priest had to visit her at home in order to prepare her for her first communion. August 15, 1912 was the great day, the day when for the first time in her life she received the body of Christ in the Eucharist. Years later, she would say, "I think that from the moment of my first Holy Communion, the Lord took me for His own. Jesus' heart began to beat inside my own." At the age of 16, Martha began to suffer from painful headaches. One day, she collapsed on the kitchen floor, and for 20 months, she remained in a coma. Unable to determine the illness, the doctors could offer no help. Martha's parents feared she would soon die. What no one realized, however, was that this was a mystical sleep, and that it was Jesus preparing her spiritually for His great errand of manifesting His love and boundless mercy. One day, to everyone's astonishment and joy, Martha woke up and picked up the conversation at the exact point where she had left 20 months earlier. From then on, Martha could get about only with the use of crutches. Meanwhile, her illness grew worse. The girl became convinced that the main goal in life was to suffer for others. From our Blessed Mother, she learned how to place unbounded trust in Jesus. She had but one desire, to carry out God's will to the very end. On October 15, 1925, on the feast day of St. Teresa of Avila, Martha composed an act of consecration in which she offered her life as an exclusive sacrifice to God. It was her own private act of consecration, a pledge of giving herself to Him as His loving victim. Many mystics, after betrothing themselves to Christ, claim to receive a mystical gold ring as a sign from the Lord. Martha tells us that she saw hers on her heart's finger 12 times. While meditating on the life of St. Teresa of Lisieux, the 24-year-old girl fell into a mystical slumber that lasted 3 weeks. Upon awakening, she told her parents that throughout all this time, she had experienced intense suffering. Paradoxically, it was also an ecstatic experience of God's love. "When we suffer," she said, "it is a school of love, that we may love them more." In her sleep, the invalid had been visited 3 times by St. Teresa of Lisieux, who urged her to accept the mission of lighting fires of love throughout the world. The paralysis of Martha's legs progressed to the point that she could no longer move unaided. On January 2, 1929, her illness spread to her arms, shoulders, and throat. From then on, unable to swallow, she could neither eat nor drink. She was confined to her bed, where she would remain until her death, February 6, 1981. 2 physicians cared for Martha Robin, Dr. Jan Deschaume and Dr. André Ricard. They stated that their patient lost all control of her legs and arms. They also stated she lost the ability to swallow. She could take neither food nor drink. Specialists ruled out emotional psychic, or mental states. Nervous disorders, brain tumors, and epilepsy were also ruled out. The causes of Martha's illness remained an insoluble mystery to medical science. Intrigued by Martha's case, atheist philosopher and physician Paul-Louis Chauchot paid her a visit. He wished to see for himself if what people said about her and a mystical life was true. Soon a spiritual bond developed between the doctor and patient, and he became a regular guest. He confirmed that Martha Robin suffered from paralysis of the entire body and that her throat muscles were so severely blocked that she was unable to swallow even a drop of water. What was most astounding, he stated in his medical report, was the manner in which Martha received Holy Communion. She did not swallow the host. Her paralyzed throat muscles made that impossible. Instead, in some mysterious way, the host passed through her closed lips and in through her larynx. Martha attached no importance to this perpetual fast that Jesus had imposed upon her. She ate and drank nothing because her total immobilization due to her paralysis made this a physical impossibility. For 50 years, no earthly food passed her lips, but she could not live without the Eucharist. For Martha, receiving the Eucharist was the most important event of her life, her only means of staying alive. She received communion once a week. The day she took communion, she would pray from early morning and repeat the words of her loving act of consecration. She would also make a sacramental confession. On receiving Holy Communion, she would utter a silent cry of joy and then sink into a state of ecstasy. This state of ecstasy was a total merging with God. During these moments, her face would shine with unearthly happiness and beauty. Mystics who experience states of ecstasy enjoy direct contact with the reality of God. They lose touch with the physical world. But as Martha explained, her soul did not leave the body during those mystical states. It was rather a matter of her soul being lifted up. Martha's ecstasy would continue until the following day when she would return to her normal state. When I receive Holy Communion, Martha observed, it is as if a living person were entering me. My lips become moist, but I am unable to swallow anything. I absorb the host, but I have no idea how. The Eucharist is not normal food. Every time I receive it, new life pours into me. Jesus enters my entire body as if I were rising from the dead. Holy Communion is more than union. It is merging into oneness. When people keep asking me if it is true that I do not eat anything, I feel like shouting to them that I eat more than they, since I feed on the Eucharist. People, especially the scientific community, find it astounding that from the moment of her total paralysis in 1929 until her death in February of 1981, that is for over 50 years, Martha neither ate nor drank anything. The Eucharist was her only source of nourishment. By this extraordinary sign, this permanent Eucharistic miracle, Jesus intended to show us the immense power of the Eucharist when it is received with deep faith. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. John chapter 6. Martha Robin's cause for sainthood has been taken up in Rome.
Jesus, my Lord, my God.
joining us on Stories from the Heart. Martha Robin was written by Father Piotrowski and published in Love One Another magazine. Jesus, My Lord, My God, My All was from Robert Coates' CD, Panis Angelicus. Stories from the Heart is recorded in the studio of Ave Maria Radio. To reach me, email sandra@avemariaradio.net. I'm Sandra McDevitt. May God bless the rest of your day.
Missed an interview? Heard only part of one? Go to Ave Maria Radio on the internet at avemariaradio.net. For nearly a year, we've archived every show from Crest in the Afternoon, Catholic Connection, The Doctor is In, and Heart, Mind, and Strength. At avemariaradio.net, just click on the audio archives message located at the center of our homepage. Now you even have more reasons to become a radioactive Catholic by going to avemariaradio.net.